Greetings, Creakers. Well, I just ate a large and delicious dinner accompanied by just a couple of glasses of red wine, and I am sitting by a campfire writing this. There is no Wi-Fi and it is not as warm as the weather person said it would be for this camping trip. Never mind, after I am done, I get to snuggle into a bed of down in our little tent, my idea of heaven, and tomorrow I will look for some Wi-Fi so I can send this off. All this to say that I find myself without access to my usual calendars of events, and so this will be short, and if I miss your event, my apologies. A few months ago, I appealed to you to write to me with your observations of daily life and sightings around the creek. The response has been a little underwhelming, but now I can make up for that with a Ferrari sighting. Yes, that's correct, and not one, but 13 of them, all parked outside the Gumboot restaurant. Shiny red, with a bright yellow and black horse insignias and curves and lines to make a goddess jealous. I have always claimed to be unimpressed by cars and loud, fast ones in particular. If you speed past me on lower road in a souped-up vehicle, I will make rude gestures and yell at you, like I can be heard, but yesterday, I realized I have been lying. A car can truly be a thing of beauty, and even though it might cost $1 million that we all know could be better spent, it felt like a rare sighting. On to more important things. April 30th, upward of 50 people attended the town hall on wildfire protection and prevention at the hall. With the Alberta wildfires in the news, this was a timely event. The SCRD emergency coordinator spoke on evacuation planning, and Kelly Hatful gave an informative talk on how to fire smart our homes and community. The meeting was a great first step, and a group of 15 have stepped forward to form a fire smart committee. More information will follow, but if you would like to know more in the meantime, please contact Jim Budd at 604-740-7936 or email jimbudd@icloud.com. The Roberts Creek Reading Room is a little library with a large collection of books, including monthly additions to the new books section. You will always find a book worthy of your attention, and if you don't already go there regularly, I encourage you to check it out. Take your kids and visiting grandchildren too, because there are lots of books for them. Membership is free and books can be checked out for 3 weeks, renewed and reserved. The library has so far avoided a computerized system, and I didn't realize how rare that is until a mother recently brought her child in to watch me date stamp and file cards. Recently, the library has been hanging some art, and the current exhibit features nature photography by longtime Creaker, photographer and writer, Jane Coverton. The library is open Tuesday and Thursday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesday noon to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. I know there will be a weekend of music at the Legion as well as Mother's Day events up and down the coast, but sadly I can't give you details. However, all that information is available in this paper's events calendar and online, and I am sure you can find something to keep you busy and entertained. If you want to enjoy the landscape and environment, this is the time of year when we experience the very low tides that make a beach walk inviting. Have a great week. Write to me at mountcyyvonne@gmail.com.